Tonight's shiur is on this week's parsha, which is Parshas Ki Sisah. And the title of the shiur tonight is In Defense of Aharon. So tonight we're going to look at part of the story of the Egel and Aharon's role in the creation of the Egel, as well as the flaw that Aharon possessed, if he did possess a flaw, and what he was punished for, ultimately. So we'll look through the story a little bit, look through the psukim, and we'll start with source number one, Shmos Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Aleph through Vav. I'll just read through the psukim as normal, as usual, and summarize, and then we'll get to some questions. So the psukim start with, Vayar Am Kivoshesh Moshe Laredes Minahar, Vayikahel Am Al Aaron, Vayomru Elav Kum Ase Lanu Elokim Asher Yelchu Lefaninu, Kizem Moshe Ish Asher Helanu Meret Mitzrayim Loyadanu Mehayala. So the people, they saw that Moshe didn't come down at the expected time, and they gathered to Aaron, and they said to Aaron, make for us a god that will travel before us, because Moshe, who took us out of Mitzrayim, we don't know where he is. Vayomer alihem Aaron, parku nizmei azahav asher ba'oznei nasheichem, b'neichem uvnoseichem v'havyu elai. So Aaron says, okay, you should take off the rings and the gold from your wives and your children and bring them to me. So they bring all these earrings to Aaron. Aaron fashions a mold and he creates this molten egel calf. And he says, this is the God that took you out of Mitzrayim. Vayar Aaron vayiven mizbeach lefanav, vayikra Aaron vayomar chag lad Hashem machar. And Aaron builds a mizbeach, and he says that tomorrow is going to be a festival for Hashem. Vayashkimu mimacharos, vayalu olos, vayagishu shalamim, vayeshav ha'am lechol v'shaso, vayakumu litzachek. So they get up the next morning, and they bring all these korbanos, and the Am rejoices, they eat and drink, and they rejoice. So the story of the Egel that the Torah presents us about the Egel reveals to us that Aaron was the key figure, because the Am, they're scared because Moshe hasn't returned yet, so they go to Aaron, and Aaron's plan was, we'll see in the Mefarshim, was that they bring their gold to him, and he creates this Egel Azahav, and they end up bringing Korbanos to the Egel, and this is the downfall of the Egel. So the question I want to take up in this shiur is, what's the nature of Aaron's role in the Egel? And is there a defense for his actions? So we'll look in Rashi. Look in source number two, Rashi. So Rashi explains, Be'oznei Neshechem. So why did Aaron have this plan? What was part of the plan to bring the gold from their wives and take the gold from their wives? So it's a famous Rashi. Amar Aaron Belibo Hanashim Bayeladim Chasim Al Tachshitan. So Aaron believed that the women and the children, they wouldn't allow these men to take their jewelry, because they loved it so much. Shema Yisakev Adavar, Uvesoch Kach Yavo Moshe. And through this, there would be a delay, and then Moshe would come. Vehem Lohim Tinu Uparku Me'al Atzman. So they didn't wait, the men, and they just ripped them off from themselves, and they took the jewelry, and it didn't achieve its goal. So the first idea we see is that Aaron was trying to stall. And one of the concepts that we see throughout the Egel story is that Aaron, although he's a participant in creating the Egel, but he also is trying to stall them constantly in order that Moshe come down. So we do see that Aaron's tactic was to save Klal Yisrael, because he wanted Moshe to come down. And he wanted the Jews to not be involved in the Egel. And if you look in Rashi, in source number 3, he goes further. And it says as follows, in number 3, it's going on the idea that Aaron says, Ki chag lad Hashem machar. He says to the people that tomorrow will be a holiday for Hashem. Velo hayom, and not today, Shema yavo Moshe kodim she'avduhu zeu pshuto. So it's the same idea, Rashi's saying that Aaron tried to stall them, and that's why he says tomorrow we'll have a holiday. He doesn't say today, but he says let's wait for tomorrow, because he's trying to stall them till Moshe comes down. Zeu pshuto, that's the pshat. So according to Rashi, Aaron in this, the role of Aaron was to stall the Jewish people so that Moshe could come down and ultimately prevent them from being involved in the Egel. But the Medrash says in Vayikra Rabbah, Rashi quotes this Medrash, Devarim harbe ra Aaron. But it says, when it says Vayar Aaron at the beginning of Pasuk Hey, what did Aaron see? So the Medrash says he saw a lot of things. What did he see? Ra'a Chur ben Achoso. He saw his nephew, Chur, who was the son of Miriam and Kalev. He saw that he was Shahayab Mochicho of Hargu. So Chur gave them Tochacha. He rebuked them for the Egel, and they killed him. Vezehu Vayiven Mizbeach Lefanav, Vayiven Mizavuach Lefanav. So when it says Vayiven Mizbeach, it means Zavuach, that was slaughtered in front of him. Vayiven, he understood that from he who was slaughtered before him, meaning Chur. So the first idea, Rashi says, based on the Medrash, is that Aaron saw that Chur was killed, and because Chur stood up to them, and he was scared that he was going to be killed as well. And he understood that if he were to rebuke them, he would be killed. The Od Ra'ah, the Amar, Mutav Shi'itla Bi Hasir Chlon V'lo Bahem. And the second thing is that he saw that it would be better that he be blamed than the Jewish people be blamed. And the last idea is, V'od Ra'ah of Amar, Imhein Bonem Osam Mizbeach, Zem Evi Tzor, V'zem Evi Evan. The last idea is that he said, if they build the Mizbeach, it'll be fast. V'nimtseis Malach Nasis V'vas Achas, Mitoch Sha'ani Boner Oso U'mis'atzel B'malachti, so I'll build the Mizbeach, and I'll be lazy. Ben Kach L'Ben Kach, Moshe Ba, Moshe will come. So it's the same idea, Aaron was trying to stall them. And then he says, Chag Lad Hashem, B'libo Hayal L'Shamayim. So really, Aaron's lave, his heart was towards the heavens. Batuach Hayah Shiyavah Moshe V'yavdu Samakom. He was certain that Moshe would come down and the Jews would ultimately use this opportunity to serve Hashem. So Rashi gives us some interesting insight. So he says that it wasn't just that Aaron was trying to stall, but he also saw some devastating things. He saw that Chur, his nephew, was killed because Chur stood up to them. So that was one thing that he saw. And then the second thing he said was that it would be better that it be blamed on him than the people. And the third thing that Rashi says is that he was trying to stall them. So the question is, what exactly was Aaron supposed to do? Did Aaron do anything wrong in this situation? Because he did see that Chur was killed. So would it have been a good idea for him to stand up to them and potentially be killed by the people just like Chur was killed? So the first question is, did Aaron do anything wrong in this situation? His tactic was to stall the Jews so that Moshe would come down and they wouldn't worship the Egel, and instead they would worship Hashem. And he utilized different strategies in his tactic. So what was he supposed to do? He saw that Chur was killed. So what did he do that was wrong exactly? Or did he do anything wrong? That's the question on Aaron. Did he do anything wrong in this situation? Should he have done anything different? So the Torah Tmima strengthens this question. Based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, it says in source number 4, Vayar Aaron ma ra'ah. So what did Aaron see? Amara bin Yamin bar Yefes ra'ah Chur shezavuach lefanav. Same thing that he saw. The Gemara says he saw Chur, his nephew, was killed. Amar, I lo shamana luhu hashta avduli kid'avdi l'chur miskayim. He said that if I stand up to them, then they're going to do to me what they did to Chur. And umiskayim, and it will be fulfilled im yahari b'mikdash Hashem kohen v'navi. So in Eicha it says that if you kill in the mikdash a kohen and a navi, and this is a reference to Aaron, v'lo havi luhu takanta l'olam. So Aaron believed that if the Jews killed him, there would be no fix for this, and they would be destroyed, surely be destroyed. Mutav de la'avdo la'egel, it would be better for them to worship the egel, efshar habi luhutakanta b'tshuva, because by the egel they could do tshuva, but if they kill Aaron, there's no tshuva for that, they would be destroyed. So this Gemara, actually, it supports the idea that Aaron really did a great thing in the egel, because not only was he trying to stall them in order that Moshe come down, but because he saw that Chur was killed, because Chur stood up to them, he could have been killed. And he recognized that if the Jews killed Aaron in the story of the Egel, so the Jews would be destroyed. Because there's no coming back from killing Aaron. It's one thing for them to worship the Egel, but for them to kill Aaron, I mean, they would have been destroyed, surely been destroyed. There was no tshuva. So again, the question is, did Aaron do anything wrong in this situation? What should he have done differently because of the fact that you see that he recognized that Chur was killed, and had he been killed, then it would be disastrous for the Jewish people. So what was he supposed to do that was different than what he did in this situation? So that's the question. So the Ramban also strengthens the question a little bit more, and then we'll start getting into what he was blamed for, and we'll see some insight into the flaw of Aaron. So the Ramban says in source number 5, by the way, if anybody has their phones off mute, can you please put your mute buttons on? Thank you. So in source number 5, it says, Vayar Aaron, Tam ze akasav, shira osam bera, mechuvanim ela egel. So what did Aaron see? He saw that the Jewish people had this evil intention to serve this egel.
V'kam nivne mizbeach, and he got up and he built a mizbeach. V'kara chag lad Hashem achar, and he said, tomorrow is going to be a holiday for Hashem. Sheyizbechu l'shem hamiyuchad al mizbeach asher banahu l'shmo. So Aaron wanted them to bring korbanos to the mizbeach that he built for Hashem. V'lo yivnu heim mizbechos levoshes paneim. So he didn't want them to build a mizbeach to their idea of God, to the egel. V'lotzia kavanasam bizvachim bilti lashal mivado. And he didn't want them to be mizaveach to bring korbanos other than for God. So the Ramban says that it wasn't that Aaron was trying to stall them by building the mizbeach, but he wanted the mizbeach to be dedicated to Hashem, and he wanted to transform the experience into an experience of worshiping God, of worshiping Hashem. And therefore, he built the mizbeach l'Hashem, and he wanted to control the situation. V'yitachin sh'amar machar l'harich lehem. So he did stall them by saying machar. Ulai yavo Moshe v'yazvu se'egel. Maybe Moshe would come down, they would leave the egel. So they all woke up and they brought korbanos. The pasuk, interestingly enough, according to the Ramban, doesn't say that they brought korbanos to the egel. It doesn't say vayagishu lo. So why not? It was a mixture of people. Some were bringing korbanos for God, kasher amar Aaron, and they were following Aaron. And there are some that are bringing korbanos to the egel. And on the ones that brought korbanos for the egel, Hashem says that they were worshiping and bowing down to the egel. They were the sinners. Maybe Aaron was bringing the korbanos. So Aaron was bringing korbanos for Hashem in this situation, v'heim daitam el egel asherasu v'hayu abalim mefaglin, and they were bringing korbanos for the egel, and they were trying to destroy the korbanos. So the Ramban says even further, a little different than Rashi, but the Ramban says that Aaron built the mizbeach because his intention was to bring korbanos to Hashem, not towards the egel. And in fact, the psukim seem to indicate that there were some people that brought korbanos to the egel and some people that brought korbanos to Hashem. So again, we have the same question. So what did Aaron do did Aaron do anything wrong in this situation? I mean, he was trying to transform the situation of the Egel into a positive situation where the Jews would worship Hashem. So what exactly, did he do anything wrong in this situation? So again, just to summarize up to this point, we have the Rashi's approach, which is what he saw. He saw Chur, and he saw that it would be better to blame himself. He saw that he would try to stall them. Or the Ramban, that Aaron really had an intention for Hashem. He brought his korbanos l'Hashem, and he built the mizbeach l'Hashem. So what exactly was Aaron's role in the Egel, and did he do anything wrong in this situation? So that's a question. So let's see the response of Moshe. From the response of Moshe here and in Devarim, we'll see that Aaron is criticized for his role in the Egel. So we have to understand what the criticism is for, but it's very subtle criticism. So in Shemos, Perek Lamed Beis, in our parsha, later on, in the same Perek, in Yud Tes, in source number 6, it says, Vayhi kasher kara vel machane, vayaras egal mucholos, vayichar af Moshe, vayashlich miyadav es haluchos, vayishaberu sam tachas ahar. So Moshe got down, he saw the egal, he got down from Har Sinai, he saw the egal, he gets angry, and he breaks the luchos. Vayikach es egal asher asu, vayisrof ba'esh, vayitchan al asher dok, vayizrael pnei amayim, vayashkes b'nei Yisrael. So what happens is that he sees the egel, he takes it, he destroys it, and he grinds it up into powder, and he throws it into the river, and he makes the Jews drink from it. So he says to Aaron, what did this nation do to you that you brought upon them this great sin? So Aaron responds, don't get angry, you know what this nation's like, they're evil. And they said to Aaron that to make a god for them because they didn't know what happened to Moshe. And Aaron explains what happened, that they brought the gold and he threw it into the fire and out came the egel. And Chafe, it says, Vayar Moshe sa'am, Moshe saw the am, ki faruahu, they were out of control. Because Aaron allowed them to get out of control l'shimtza b'kamehem, and nobody would stand in their way. So Aaron's criticized by Moshe, and he says, you brought upon them this great chet. And then he says that Aaron was the one who let this occur, who let the Jews get out of hand. So again, the question is, he's being blamed by Moshe after Moshe comes down from Sinai. And the question is, what did he do that was wrong? What was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to stand up to them and potentially be killed? And if that were the case, don't you have a problem with the Gemara? That if they were killed, then the Jews would be destroyed, surely be destroyed. So what exactly was Aaron supposed to do? What was he being criticized for by Moshe Rabbeinu? So that's the question. So the Ramban explains, he quotes Rashi and he has his own shot. And here we're going to start answering the questions. So it's in source number 7. It's the Ramban on Pasuk Chaf Aleph. He says, He said, Moshe said to Aaron, what have you done to this nation to bring about this great sin upon them? Kama yisurim sabalta shiyasrucha ad shelo tavi aleihem chet zeh, Lashon Rashi. So Rashi says that Moshe said to Aaron, and I didn't want to quote Rashi because I didn't put in Rashi because the Ramban quotes him anyways. But Moshe says to Aaron, how many things occurred to you? How many sufferings did you endure before you allowed this chet to occur? So the criticism, according to Rashi, is that Aaron should have endured more suffering, more yisurim, before he should have allowed this. Okay, the question is, what does that mean? What should he have done? Was he accurate in his assessment that they would have killed him? So what exactly should he have done? According to Rashi, the Ramban says differently. He says, "V'eino nachon be'enai." This is in the case of my eyes. This is a chet that you're supposed to die for, avodah zarah. So why did Moshe say this to Aaron? He wanted to increase his guilt in this situation. It's more like, what have I done that you want to kill me? Yomar, what's your hatred that you have for this nation? That you caused them to potentially be destroyed. Aaron was a rebuker, he was an atoner. He should have had mercy on them. Amar lo kein, Moshe said to Aaron, you should have had mercy. Klomar, nahakta imam ki oyev hachafetz barasam. He says to Aaron that you treated them as if you were their enemy, that you wanted them to be destroyed. Lo pashu v'lo chatulach. They didn't do anything to you. Moshe should have admonished Aaron first. And then afterwards, he should have blamed him for the guilt of the nation. And he should have said, how could you have done this great sin towards God, to Aaron? And you also caused others to falter. But even in rebuking Aaron, he was respectful to Aaron. Below his kirlo rak michshol am. He only mentions the chet of the am. Why? V'itachin shegam Moshe nachon libo batuach betzidkas achiv shekavanaso lo haysara. Because Moshe knew that Aaron's intentions weren't for bad. Aval al ashmas am hashem oso. But he's blaming him for what happened to the nation. Ki ayaroy lo chicham. He should have rebuked them. Behem nichshlu al yado. And they were caused to stumble based on him. Behu heishiv shehitu bedivrehem. Bidvarehem. And he explains that they tricked him with their words. So the Ramban, so Rashi says, so there's a machlokas between the Ramban and Rashi. What is Moshe's claim against Aaron? Is it that Aaron should have endured more suffering before this, he should have allowed this to occur? And what does that mean? The question is, what exactly does that mean that Aaron should have endured more suffering? What was the flaw of Aaron? And the Ramban says the other way. He says that really, Aaron was acting like an enemy towards the Jews, and he should have rebuked them. But the question in the Ramban is, if he would have rebuked them, he would have been killed, like Chor. So why should he have rebuked them? Then had he been, same question as before, had he been killed, then the Jews would be destroyed. So the question is, what exactly was Aaron's flaw, according to the Rashi and according to the Ramban? What's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ramban, and what was the nature of his flaw? And also, in all these mefarshim, the Ramban, Rashi, they all seem to be protecting Aaron, almost like he didn't do anything wrong. Because they say that his libo was l'shamayim, Rashi said that before, and the Ramban says that Moshe didn't want to embarrass his brother because he knew that Aaron had good intentions. So they seem to indicate that Aaron really was limited in terms of his role and his flaw in this situation, but yet he's being punished and he's being criticized by Moshe. And then we see in source number 8, we see an even greater criticism, and this is where we'll get to the insight. But in source number 8, it says, in Devar and Paraktes, when Moshe is going over the story of the Luchos and the Egel, he says, Ki agorti mipnei afach ema asher katzof ad Hashem aleichem lashmid eschem b'yishmad Hashem elai gamba pama hahu. Sorry, gamba pama hi. So Moshe says he was scared of Hashem's anger after the Egel, and he said that Hashem wanted to destroy the Jews. Uva aron hisanaf ad Hashem me'od l'hashmido ba'espalel gamba ad aron ba'esahi. And he says that Aaron was meant to be destroyed by Hashem, and Moshe had to daven for Aaron to save him. And then he goes through how he destroyed the eagle and he threw it into the river and he made them drink from it. So in Devar and Paraktes, Pasuk Chaf, the Torah tells us that Aaron was really going to be killed by Hashem for his role. So this strengthens the same questions that we had up till this point, which is that if Aaron's intention were really good, and it seems like he didn't have any other choice based on the fact that he sensed that they were going to kill him if he rebuked them, and his role was to stall them, so why was he going to be killed by Hashem? Why does it say in source number 8, Uv Aaron hisanaf ad Hashem me'od l'hashmido, that Hashem wanted to destroy Aaron? What did he do that was so bad that he was supposed to be destroyed? If really, in this situation, it seems like from Rashi and the Gemara and the Ramban that he really wasn't so instrumental and he really didn't have any other choice other than to try to stall them in this situation. So what exactly was he at fault for? So there's a very interesting Rashi in source number 9, and he gives us the slightest insight into what Aaron's flaw was. He says, Uva Aaron hisanaf ad Hashem. So why did Hashem got angry at Aaron? Why? Lefisha shamalachem, because he heard them. So look in the Sifsei Chachamim in source number 10. He says, Perish aval lo lefisha chata. It's not because Aaron was a sinner, but it's because Aaron heard them. He shamalachem, he heard them. So what does that mean? What does it mean that he's not a chote, but he heard them? And because he heard them, that's why he's worthy of being destroyed. So that's the question. What is that insight of Lefisha shamalachem, but not because he was a chote? And furthermore, Rashi says, I don't know the answer to this, so if anybody has a possibility, at the end of the shiur, they want to email me. I think I gave a shiur on this years ago, but I don't remember the point, the idea, but he says, what was the punishment? L'hashmido zeh kilui banim. That really Aaron was supposed to be punished by the destruction of his sons, of his children. V'cheinu omer v'ashmid piryo mima'al v'espalil gam be'ad Aaron. So Moshe davened for Aaron, v'ho'ila tfilasi l'chaper mechtze u'mesu shnayim b'nisha ruach shnayim. So Moshe's tefillah worked for half of them, meaning Nadav and Avihu died, and they died in the famous fire, the Esh Zara, but Eleazar and Isamar lived. So somehow Aaron's punishment was meant or supposed to be that his kids were destroyed, but instead Moshe saved all of his kids from being destroyed, and instead half of the kids were destroyed. So I don't know how to answer that, because we know that Nadav and Avihu caused their own death by their actions, so I'm not sure how to explain that. Plus, we know that children aren't punished for their parents' actions, but it's kind of a separate shir, not really the focus of the shir. The main focus is, what does Rashi mean when he says that Aaron, Hashem was angry at Aaron because he listened to them? Sheshamalachem, and the Sifsei Chachamim says, lo lefi shechata, he didn't chet, he wasn't a chote, he wasn't a sinner. So in what sense was he flawed, in what sense wasn't he flawed? So that's the question. And finally, last source. We'll get to the idea at the end of this year, so I'm just building it all up. But there's one last opinion, Rabbeinu Bechaya, and he says in source number 11 that Aaron really didn't have any flaws. He says, Yadua mashadarshu razal. We know what it says in Chazal, in the Medrash, b'pasuk zeh. Hashmada zu kilui banim, shenemar, v'ashmed piryo mimal v'sharasha mitachas. So he quotes Rashi, the same idea, that Moshe saved half of his children. So the Torah is teaching us that Aaron had a big flaw to the point where his children were supposed to be destroyed. Ubevada yesh l'tmoa. He says, there's a big question. Ki Aaron l'shem shamayim niskaven u'machshavaso haisa zocha ba'avodas Hashem yisbarach. Aaron, his intention was really for the good and to serve Hashem. V'inei kasuv amar asher asa Aaron. But the pasuk says that which Aaron made. Lo yispos oso rak al maisa levado lo al machshava. So the Rabbeinu Bechai is saying that he was faulted for his actions, but not for his intentions. V'im kein lama his anaf bo Hashem. Why was Hashem angry? V'atshuva b'zeh ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu medaktik im atzadikim afilu kechur asara. So the answer is that when it comes to tzadikim, Hashem is very particular in terms of their flaws, and it's different for a tzadik than it is for a regular person. V'chein darshu chazal mi mashe kasev v'sviva v'nishra me'od. Even though Aaron's kavana was for the good, that which Aaron did was a chil Hashem. Even though he wasn't a chote, so he caused the Jews to sin without intent. Because of him, a lot of Jews died. And they were flawed, and they made a mistake. V'chein hiskir lo Moshe ki yivesa lov chata agdola, like he says in our parsha. V'ray gadolu hi shalo chata bo klal mimash hiskir Moshe v'toch hachasa v'amar t'riveo amei meriva. And the proof that Aaron did not sin is by Moshe. When Moshe talks to Levi at the end of his life, it says t'riveo amei meriva. V'karu chasid shalo nimsa bo chid acher v'sham echtov be'ezros Hashem yisbarach. So Aaron is called a righteous man who had no flaws except for the flaw of the rock when he hit the rock with Moshe. And if you look later on in Devarim, in source number 12, Rabbeinu Bechayis explains that when Moshe is giving the end of his life, when he's giving the brachos to the Shvatim, by Levi it says, U Levi amar tumecha v'urecha l'ish chasidecha asher nisiso b'masa t'riveo amei meriva. So he says that the Urim Tumim should be with a righteous person, which is a reference to Aaron, who was tested at Masa, and he challenged at the waters of Meriva. So the waters of Meriva is the story of the rock, that Aaron hit the rock with Moshe, and he was punished because of that. He wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. And Rabbeinu Bechai explains that, look in source number 13, at the last source, he says, Levi Amar, Uvavur Levi Amar, B'makadosh Baruch Hu Yidaber, V'omar le'ish chasidecha, k'neged Aaron achiv. That's a reference to Aaron. Asher nisiso b'masa, b'nisayon, he was tested, o shem ha'makom, t'riveyu al me'meriva, hu chata hatsor, shelo nimtza bo chet acher. So his only chet, Aaron's only chet, was really by the rock, but not by the egel. V'lo hiskir cheto b'masa egel. He wasn't at fault by the egel. V'ze yorish lo haisa kavanaso el l'shem shemayim. His kavana was for the good. So Moshe should have mentioned it at the end of his life that Aaron's chet was by not just by Mei Meriva, but also by the Egel. So his point is that you see at the end of Moshe's life that when Moshe is describing Aaron, he never mentions the flaw of the Egel. So you see from there that Aaron didn't have a flaw by the Egel. So again, the question is, which one is it? So was Aaron flawed in the situation of the Egel? Or was he not flawed in the situation of the Egel? And if he wasn't flawed, why is he punished? Why does it say in Devarim that Hashem wanted to destroy him? And if he was flawed, the question is, what was the flaw? Because what was he supposed to do? Was he supposed to be killed? Was he supposed to stand up to them and potentially, you know, be destroyed? What exactly did he do that was wrong? So we have to answer the question. So anybody have any possibilities based on what we saw so far? All right, so if you do, just stop me. So I was thinking about that Rashi. So Rashi in source number 9, it says, Uva Aaron hisanaf ad Hashem, lefisha shamalachem, because he listened to you. Perish, avol lo lefisha chata. So the Sifzei Chachamim says that Aaron was not a chote, but he listened to them. So his flaw was, and the reason why he was chayv misa bidei shamayim is because he listened to them. And Rashi before, there's a Ramban quotes in source number 7, says, when Moshe is criticizing Aaron, he says, you should have endured greater suffering. How much suffering did you endure before you allowed this to happen? So what exactly is the chait of Aaron according to Rashi? So I was thinking that perhaps what Rashi's alluding to is that Aaron's chait was that he identified with the people's request, meaning he didn't agree about the Egel, And he obviously didn't. He always believed in Hashem, and his libo was l'shem shemayim Aaron, but he was shamalachem, which means he heard their pleas. Shamalachem sounds like he was able to identify with their argument. He was able to identify with their need because they were so dependent on Moshe. And instead of seeing their request as completely bogus, as completely irresponsible and unwarranted, instead it says he's shamalachem, he heard them. And the idea of shamalachem is an idea that he really identified, even in the smallest sense, with their claim or their argument, because he sensed the suffering or the pain and the insecurity that they felt because Moshe was gone. And even though he may have acted properly, according to Rashi, and he didn't do anything wrong with his actions, this is different than Rabbeinu Bechaya and the Ramban, but I think Rashi is saying that he didn't do anything wrong in terms of his actions, because there's nothing really that he could have done differently. But the only thing that was wrong was that he identified with their request. He felt like their claim or their insecurities that Moshe wasn't there and their need for some security, he somehow identified with that as a valid claim or a valid request on their part. And that's what it means, shamalachem, he heard them. And that's what Moshe means when criticizing Aaron. It says, did you endure any suffering? Meaning, it was too easy. You went along with it too easily. Meaning, there was a part of Aaron that almost identified or felt like the people had a right to feel this way. And they had a right to request a new God because of the fact that they couldn't live without Moshe. And even though Aaron's intentions were good, he recognized that, or he tried to stall them till Moshe came down, and he recognized ultimately that he wanted them to worship Hashem. But the idea of him shamalachem, the idea of him just even in the smallest sense identifying with the people's request and feeling or sensing that the people's insecurity validated their request for a new God or for an Egel because Moshe wasn't there, that in itself was a flaw. And that's why he deserved to die. He deserved to die not because his actions were lacking, according to Rashi. He deserved to die because he shouldn't have identified with them. It shouldn't have been so easy for him to go along with this. Like Moshe says, he should have broken his identification with the people and done this from a purely rational standpoint of trying to stall them instead of identifying with their request even in the slightest sense. And that itself is a flaw. To feel like a person who says, I need a God because I'm missing my leader, to feel like that's a legitimate claim or a legitimate need, if your Aaron, was a mistake, was a flaw, and a grave flaw. And that's why he's criticized to the point where Hashem wanted to destroy him. But on the other hand, he wasn't a chote, I think, according to Rashi, vis-a-vis his actions. His actions weren't flawed. It was just how he felt internally and how he identified with the people. But I think the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachi are saying differently, because they both say that Aaron should have rebuked them, and it was his maisim, his actions, that were at fault. So the question is, what do you mean he should have rebuked them? I mean, he saw that Hur was killed, and the Gemara says that had Aaron allowed them to kill him, then the Jews would be doomed. So what exactly does it mean? So I think the idea is, according to the Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachya, I think what it means is that Aaron had a naivete when it came to the people. Meaning, if you look at the Ramban, it says that Aaron's intent was to build the Mizbeach LaHashem, and he was going to bring Korbanos LaHashem, and somehow he thought that he could convince this Erev Rav, this group of people that were intent on building an Egel and worshiping it, somehow he thought that he could transform them into, or transform this activity into one that was worshiping God. And you see that really the reason why he acted the way he acted was based on a naivete that he had, that the people were really capable of this transformation. So he really, the flaw, I believe, according to the Ramban, and even, maybe not Rabbeinu Bachya, but the Ramban, I think the flaw, according to the Ramban, was that Aaron shouldn't have assumed that the Jews were capable in this state of being God-fearing and worshiping Hashem. And he says, Chag Lad Hashem Machar, and according to the Ramban, he wasn't just stalling them, but he had this grand plan that he was going to bring Korbanos, and the Ramban says, even Aaron brought Korbanos LaHashem in this situation, and then there were a group of people there that were being mefagel the Korbanos, and they were bringing the Korbanos to the Egel. So what exactly was Aaron's flaw? The flaw was that he had a naivete that caused him to believe that this plan would work, that somehow he would be able to transform this experience that the people were intent on worshiping the eagle into one of worshiping Hashem. So that was his flaw. His flaw was that his actions were premised on a naivete, on an improper assessment of the Jewish people's state of mind in that situation. So I think that's machlokas between Rashi and the Ramban. Rashi's saying that the flaw of Aaron was that he identified, he was shamalachem, he heard them. He heard their claim, their complaints. He believed that their complaints were legitimate. And that was a mistake. He shouldn't have. He should have dissociated from them. And still, even if he had acted in the same way, he should have dissociated from them. The Ramban's saying a different idea, that Aaron came into the situation with a certain lack of assessment, of understanding of the state of the people, in the sense that he really believed that this plan would work and that he would actually transform this situation into a Chag Lad Hashem. So that was the flaw of Aaron. The flaw of Aaron was that maybe he would have rebuked them, or maybe he would have acted differently, but the flaw was premised not on his intent, because he had good intent, but on the idea that he failed to assess the situation. He failed as a leader to assess the state of the people in the situation of the Egel. And then lastly, the last idea is Rabbeinu Bechaya. So Rabbeinu Bechaya says it's different. He says that Aaron, he was now attached to Chil Hashem. So I think Rabbeinu Bechaya is saying that Aaron, he failed to, it sounds like the flaw of Aaron was that he failed, even though he acted and he took into account one idea or one possibility, and he took into account all the different aspects of what would happen if he was killed, but he failed to take into account the idea that his name would always forever be associated with his Chil Hashem. So now Aaron, this great leader, was always associated, he would always be, it would affect the people intrinsically, that this great leader that they looked up to is now associated with his Chil Hashem. So the flaw of Aaron, or the reason why Aaron should have been destroyed, is to destroy this association that was created as a result of the Egel. That Aaron failed to assess or recognize that once he gave into this, and once he allowed this to happen, so now his name would forever be associated in the eyes of the people with the Egel Zahav, and that in itself was a tremendous flaw, would create a tremendous negative effect. So that's why Bar Hashem hissanaf ba'aron. According to Rabbeinu Bechaya, it wasn't because Aaron deserved it necessarily because of his actions, but it was because of the fact that this Chil Hashem emerged from him. And now there's forever an association in the eyes of the people of Aaron to this Chil Hashem. So Aaron really deserved to be eliminated because of this association, this connection that Aaron had to this tremendous Chil Hashem of the Egel Zahav. All right, so that's really the end of the shir, but let me just summarize quickly. So the shir is really taking up the defense of Aaron and trying to figure out what exactly Aaron's role was in the Egel and what he did wrong, if he did anything wrong. So in the beginning of the shir, we looked at Rashi and the Gemara, which seemed to explain that Aaron saw Hur was killed, and he was trying to stall them, and he wanted to take the blame. And the Gemara says that Aaron recognized that if the Jews killed him, then the Jews were doomed, and they wouldn't be able to do tshuva. So instead, he took the blame and he stalled them, and ultimately they were involved in the Egel. So the question was, what should he have done differently? What exactly was his flaw? And then we saw, based on the Ramban, that Aaron also had this idea that he was going to bring Korbanos Lashem and build the Mizbeach Lashem, and even though he had this idea, what happened was some people brought Korbanos Lashem and some people brought Korbanos LaEgel. But the question is, what did Aaron do wrong? What exactly was his flaw, according to the Ramban, according to Rashi? So we see that Aaron was flawed because Moshe criticizes him when he comes down, and the Ramban and Rashi says that his criticism was that Aaron should have endured more suffering, and the Ramban says his criticism was that he's like an oyev to the people, and he should have rebuked them. So the question is, what's the machlokes between the Ramban and Rashi, and also why should he have rebuked him? I mean, he would have been killed, according to the Ramban. So we saw later on in Devarim that Hashem was going to kill him, based on Moshe says to Aaron, or to the people, that Hashem was going to kill Aaron. And Rashi explains the reason why, because he listened to them. He doesn't say he was chote, but it's because he listened to the people. So we try to understand what that means. What does it mean that he listened to the people? Listening implies a certain connection. He connected with the people's request. And the idea was that Aaron should not have connected with that request. He should have just endured suffering, meaning he should have dissociated himself with the request of the people. But instead, he gave in to them because he identified with their request. He felt that their request was legitimate, and that was the flaw. And the other idea was the Ramban. The Ramban says, no, that really he had a naivete, that he thought that he could change them, he could transform them, he can transform this experience. And that was the flaw. All of his actions were premised on the idea that he can transform this experience. And it shouldn't have been based on that, because that was based on a false assessment, a false credibility that he gave the people. And the last idea was Rabbeinu Bechaya, which he explains that Aaron really wasn't flawed internally, but the flaw was the effect that was created from the Egel, that now the Egel would forever be associated with Aaron. And that's why Hashem was so angry, because you can't have an association like that to such a great tzaddik. All right, so that's the last question here. Are there any questions, anybody? Okay, great. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Thank you so much.